Okay, so the Gemara is Lama Tesam and Aleph. So at first sight, it looks like a Sira in the Mishnah. Because the Gemara says, Magufa Kasha. Amrit Shor Shel Cherishot of a Cotton Shinagach Shor Shel Pekeach is Potter. Alma Ema Midna Petrobus. Lohem Ligvos Migufa.
For a Tom?
For a Tom.
For a Tom.
So if you mind with apotropos, it means you're creating a rishus. And once you're creating a rishus, there's a chiyuv. Okay? So first the Gemara, the Mishnah says you're not mind with apotropos.
What does that mean, you're mind with apotropos?
Mind with apotropos means that you don't have any bilum here. So Bezdin creates a bilus through the apotropos.
Like the
apotropos is a guardian. So you set up a guardian, and the guardian is the rishus. The apotropos becomes, apotropos means you're creating a rishus. There is no real bilum, so Bezdin has to do something. So Bezdin creates a rishus through the apotropos. Okay? Mm-hmm. So first the Mishnah seems to say, you're not minding apotropos. Ema seifa. Shor shel cherishot v'katan shel nagach. Bezdin ma'midin lehem apotropos. U'me'idin lehem b'fnei apotropos. Ama ma'midin lehem apotropos. Lohem ligvos migufo. So, tam. Ama rava hochik tani. The imhuch seku nagchonin ma'midin lehem apotropos. U'me'idin lehem b'fnei apotropos. Because you can't be made on a shore unless you have a bilum. So Bezdin creates a bilum through this apotropos. This guardian becomes the new bilum. But that's only by where? By a mu'ud. But not by a tam. So Taisus is puzzled. Tema. My tam de'im amidin lehem. De'ein lo mamishim de'ein Bezdin is kokin elon u'nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis. You might say the reason is because Bezdin only collects when you're dealing with nechassim that are real nechassim, like karka, zachrayas. He says, "Could he separ kamagabe shava kesef or can the biyasmi?" And we say over there, it's speaking by yisomim. So we say that that Bezdin is not in his kokin. To the Nechseyes home. Why the low dummy clown? The awesome Mari B. Ziku Bachaye Ha'av. There the hezek took place while the father was still alive. O Mishum de Metaldli Diasmi, Lo Mishtab de Labalchav. That's a separate halacha. That the Metaldlim are not, you can't collect the Metaldlim from the Yisomim. But over here it's different. Over here we're speaking about the setting up an apotropos now. So it's not because of Yerusha. But you're setting up an apotropos now in order to have a Rishus so that you could be Gova. So why shouldn't you do it?
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't answer anyways by Mu'ad, right?
Excuse me?
It would get stuck by Mu'ad, right? If it was because of that reason anyways.
What do you mean you get stuck by Mu'ad?
Because Gemara says by Mu'ad you are Mamid and Apotropos.
Yeah.
Right? So if it were because of this thing...
The man's a Christ.
Yeah, but yes.
It's not a Gufo.
It's not a Gufo. Umishum the Metal last one, yeah. The Ein Lo Manami, the Ainu Tam, Mishum the Palganiska Kenoso, the Yas, Milav B'nei Kenoso, and the Yas and the Yisum are not subject to Kenas, the Lamandam of Palganiska Momena, Michael Mema. What are you going to do according to that mandam? Va'od. Afilu b'mu'ud l'manda omar tzad tamos b'mkoma omedes ena gova chatzi nezer shel tzad tamos. We say that tzad tamos b'mkoma omedes. And according to that, it's definitely moment. Like Taisa says later. That's in Kiveyer. V'af agav da'asam lafkinasa aladino. Okay? V'gam ein lo mamishim de'il gufei ki mazik pater de pigiyasa ro mamonu l'kol shkein, that he's not chayev on his mother by the asomim. They're not chayev on the mamon ha'mazik. Ubimur of the Rabbanan Takanto. Haba by Mu'ud, and they took it over, so they made a Takanto. You can't say that reason either. The Kishahochu Baal of Mdina Sayyam, because when the Bailam go away to Mdina Sayyam, there's no Bailam. Yavinu Le Din Cheresh. So we give him a Din of a Cheresh, which means that you're not my Midden Apotropos. For the time, the Afagav lo shayechai time. Even though it has nothing to do with the time of the Pigiyas Arah, this is speaking by a regular guy. So why aren't you Maimir and Apachapas there? Okay, the Gamein lo mamishim de mishtala migufo chashu chachomim. Shelo yafsid shoro, shehu dover mesuyim, avo b'muad the mishtalim mikol dover lo chashu, dal Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael bar Chanina. Bar
Chovu.
What?
You saying bar Chovu?
Yeah. Oh, dal Rabbi Yishmael bar Chovu. Right. I'm sorry. The yachol is sluki b'zuzi, so you don't have to take the show. At any rate, Taisus is looking for a reason. Why in my meeting up a trappist for a time? The Eshlomar da Tamu, Kivin the Chos Rachman al Hatam, Shlo Yishal Nezek Sholem, Hilkoch Lagabe Yasmi Choshu Alayu, the Chaim Yishalchu Bolovum Dinasayom, which is not Yasmi. Kivan Shein Lam Bailam Gemurim Ela Al Yedei Takanas Bezdin Ba Modus Apotropos Akilu Be Rabbanon. So they were makel also by Chatzi Nezek. The Chein Hamuad Nami Betzad Tamos Ein Mamid Na Apotropos Kivan the Chos Rachmona Le Lamanda Amar Tzad Tamos Ben Kamo Meres Shemein Ashor Shavan Nizko Eim Nishalam Alam Yuvah. So what does Taisa say? So Taisa says the halacha of Ein Mamid Na Apotropos is based on what? What's the universal?
Rachmanis?
That's not good for a shear. Yeah, so what's the reason? What Taisa is saying is like this, that wherever it's not a full-fledged Gviya, you're not Maimon Apotropos. That's the answer. So Chatzi Nezek is never a full-fledged Gviya because you can't make recourse to the Shiva Nechasim. It's only Migufo. So that's the rule. The rule is that when is Bezin not Maimon Apotropos? Bezin's not Maimon Apotropos when the Gviya is not a full-fledged Gviya. That's his answer. That's the whole thesis. I just want to take away the mystery of Apotropos. So thesis brings in our sugya agav orcha, because according to the Tzad Thomas Mekomo Meres, so even if you hold that Chotzi Nezek is Knas, it's still in this case going to be Mammon. So that's why thesis brings it in. He says you can't say because it's Knas. Okay, so he's making recourse to our sugya, but that's not really his problem. His problem is, what's the din of Eimah Midin Apotropos? Okay. Even in our case, where it's Momona, because Tzad Thomas can come on at us. And that's what the Rosh passes like that. Okay. That's what they say, She'im Eina Shor Shova Chatzi Nisko Ein Mishalem El Migufam. So it's not really a full-fledged Gviya. It's limited. So if the ox is worth $50 and it did damage of $100, So the guy's never going to get back 100. Even I mean, it did damage of 200. So he'll never collect even half, because he can't go beyond the worth of the shore. So it's not really a full-fledged gvir. That's what Taisus is saying. Where it's not a full-fledged gvir, Bezdin is not in his cooking. Bezdin doesn't have any responsibility there. So they're not mamidin, they don't create a rishus by putting somebody else as a guardian to give it a din rishus. Okay? That's because that's simply Bezdin. That's the only way Bezdin can collect, is by making it a rabbanon, giving it a din rishus. So if they set up a guardian, so it has a din rishus. Okay, that's the whole concept. So the question was, what's the concept of Tzad Tamas from Kamal Matis? What are we saying? Inside every mood is a Tam. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. He's a mood now. So now all he needs is Shmir Pusa. So how could you charge him for the Tam part that requires Shmir Mula? Okay, so that's what I tried to answer yesterday. That the concept, the whole concept of Chatzin Nezek, is Mumun or Knas, is a different type of a problem. The problem is, the Torah wants to make a pshar here. Okay? The Torah wants to make a pshar of Chatzin Nezek. Okay, either because Akati lo yayature, or the Torah wants to make a pshara because either Akati lo yayature, even though Mishura Sadin is chayiv, but the Torah was chosel like Akati lo yayature. Or else the Shura Sadin is that he's not chayiv at all, but the Torah is making a pshara for the Nizik, that the Nizik shouldn't lose everything. Okay? So the key is that the Torah is making a pshara. Now, what he's saying is like this, that when the Torah makes that pshara, the question of whether it's knas or whether it's mamon is a secondary question. That's a question in the Cheftza shel Tashlumin. If you say the Shuras Adin is that it's really Potter, that's the Shuras Adin, and the Torah is making the Pshara in favor of the Nizik, okay, so then you're going to have to say the Tashlumin has a Din Knas, but essentially the Torah wants practically that you should pay Chatzin Nezek. So the challah, it's a hybrid. In other words, it's really the Torah gave him zchus mamon, but since the shuras adin is that he's pater, so it comes out that the cheftza shel mamon has a din of knas. But let's say you have a muad, let's say he becomes a muad, so his zchus mamon of Chatzin Nezek, it's all converted to Schusei Mammon. But the Schusei Mammon of Chatzin Nezek now can't be Knas, the Chalaj, the Cheftza. Because he can't say Akati Lo Yayature. So, but you can't be Machayev more than Chatzin Nezek for Tamas. Okay? But even the Mandama that holds Knas is going to have to hold that in this case is Mammon, because there's no Akati lo yayature, and this Chusei Mammon that the Nizik has of getting half now is converted into Mammon rather than Knas, because the Torah wanted this Pshar. So now he takes one step. He says, since it's all Chusei Mammon, so you gave this Chusei Mammon to the Nizik, so now the Nizik has a right of claim against the shore has a right of claim against the shore for chatzi nezek shel mama. If the bailin, because he has a schus mama, and he has a the schus mama entails him demanding a shmir ma'ula. So, for the tam. So his schus mama vis-a-vis the tamos is really a schus shmir ma'ula. So that doesn't make any sense, Taisa says. That's mesvara. That should go away by itself. Mesvara amakin. Dot mishum she'nasa mu'ud gara v'yiftar. That's what Taisa means. You can't have a system like that. Once you give him schusen mamon for the tamos, so you can't take it away. So now he has a schus mamon of shmir ma'ula. And you can't take that away because that the Torah gave him already. So therefore, if he does a Shmira Pusa, it's true he won't be chayav because of the din of a Nakhon, of a Muad, and it'll only be chayav Chatzin Nezek, but the Chatzin Nezek will be converted into Mammon over here. But because the whole scenario is one of Schusei Mammon. And he can't lose this Chusei Mammon once he got it. That's his far. Okay, it's an abstract idea, I know. But I think you can hear it. Do you know what I mean?
Very.
The machlokas between Rav Ada Bar Ava and the other mandamer is simply a question of whether the pshara by Tam is sof kol sof a schus mamon, a compromise. The only question is which way does the Torah compromise? But the Torah wants the nizik to get half. That people shouldn't be able to live in a way that their ox is completely unguarded. So the Torah is mechayev him in a shmira ma'ula. And while it's true the cheftza shel tashlumin is knas, if you hold the shuras adin is that he's putter. But here it's a hybrid. It's not real knas. It's not like the Torah slapped them with a fine. It's the Torah didn't want the nizik to lose out. So it slapped the mazik with a chi of shmira. Okay? But the mammon has the character of knas. Since the shuras adin is that he's putter. But if it's the ayature, then the mammon doesn't have the character of knas anymore. And he'll be chayev chatzinezek. See, it's a hybrid. The gviya is a regular gviya. But the chalei shem in the cheftza is going to be knas. But the Torah wants that the nizik should not lose out and he should get half. Okay? So therefore, in the case where it's the Ayature and the Shura Sadin is that he really should be Chayiv, so he certainly can't be Pater. If in the case where the Shura Sadin is that he's Pater, the Torah wants him to pay. So Kal Vachomer, where the Shura Sadin is that he's Chayiv, he has to pay half. Okay? You can't make him pay more than half. You can't make him pay more than half. But he has to, and the half that he's going to pay is, and the half that he's going to pay is going to be a half of mama. Because the nizik has schusei shmira on the mazik, which was established even though the shuras adin is that he's patur. So those schusim he always has. Except now it's going to be converted into mama. That's what Rav Ada Bar Ava says. Because the whole thing is a pshara for the mazik and the nizik. You see, the question is, it's like I said before, it's a hybrid. The Torah wants the nizik to have schusei mamon. So it gives him schusei mamon in a tam. But since akati lo yaya ture, so the cheftz is going to be a cheftz of knas. But the gvia he holds is a regular gvia because the Torah is awarding the nizik schusei mamon. Even though the chal is shame in the cheftz is knas because the shuras adin is that he's potter. But what the Torah awarded him was for all intents and purposes schusei mamon. But it had to go via knas because of the shuras adin. But the Torah always wanted him to have these schusei mamon of collecting half. Okay? So he, now in that system of the schusei mamon of collecting half, is the schus for a shmira ma'ula. So he has a schus mamon to demand the shmira ma'ula from the Baal HaShor. Even though the cheftz, like I said, is going to have to be a chal hashem knas because of the shuras adin, but what the Torah really is doing is giving schusei mamon, doesn't want the nizik to lose out. So therefore, he has the schusei mamon, but the cheftz is knas. But since it's schusei mamon, so Taisa says the svara is that you can't lose your schusei mamon because the ox got wilder. That doesn't make sense. That's Rav Adabara. The question is Migufo a separate halacha? That by a tam, the Torah was makel twice, that he only pays chatzin ezek and he only pays Migufo? That's the halacha of the mortgage of the payment. So if that's the case, so we shouldn't be makel here with regard to Migufo. Okay, because it's Yaya Ture. So Taisvus answer is no. You can't separate Chatzi Nezek by definition can only be Migufo. Once you're setting up the Shem Chatzi Nezek, you can't claim it other it's the nature of Chatzi Nezek because it lacks the power of claim. So therefore, once you say it's Chatzi Nezek, so now you can't be Mishtalim in Achrayas. Achrayas Nechasim. Because Chatzi Nezek itself is a weakened claim. Different type of a claim. That's his answer. Hol Shulchan Aruch Lomot Tzad Tam Shulchan Aruch Lomotis L'chumra Hu Adin L'kula. He can't separate it.
And the Apotropos also.
Because once you're going to have this, once you're going to have that it's not Mishalim in Aliyah, only Migufo, so now it's going to be an incomplete Gviyah. And an incomplete Gviyah, you can't, Bezna is not a Harai. But if it was really what, Mishalim Migufo will be a complete Maisa Gviyah, but the amount would be reduced. So Taisus is saying it's not a complete Maisa Gviya with the reduced amount, but it's really a different quality of Gviya when it's only Chatzi Nezek. And that quality can't descend on the Nechasim. Can't fall on the Nechasim. So the Havmina Maskana Taisus is like this. Now, do I say that it's a separate schus gviya, and because it really is a tam, so therefore the schus gviya is limited? But now that it's the ayature, so why shouldn't he be able to collect from other nechasim? Because now his schus gviya is complete. He can't collect more than half. Because that's the amount, you can't go more than the amount that Torah entitled him. But from where you collect, that's a different question. So the answer is that the schus gviya is also limited to migufa. That's halacha. That's not halacha in the. That's all part of the tashlumin. It's all halacha in the tashlumin. That the tashlumin has to be megufa. Vaharaya, sometimes you won't be able to collect half. Like Taisa's case. If it did $200 worth of damage and it's only worth $50, so you won't be able to collect $100. So it's all tied into schus mamon. That's not an accidental case. That's all part and parcel of the schusay mamon. That it's only migufa, limited to migufa. That's Taisa's. Okay, so you want to finish it off? Umiyu
lifted the also a mother of Paganis Kiknasa, Lominan can come at us, keeping the eye in Lav Knasa.
Okay, that's exactly. Yeah, what I'm saying is like this, that it's really, if he does $500 worth of damages and the axe is only worth 50, so it's not the pshat that he really has a schus of 250, but coincidentally he can't collect it because it's only megufo. No, he only has a schus of 50. It's part of the schusay mama, is that it's only megufo. That's this.